This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop. I could call it a barrier, but I think I don't have to do that so much anymore. We'll call it whatever we want. But the point is that we have to have a stoppage.
Last time I checked, emergencies are things like the wildfires in Colorado. They're things like Hurricane Sandy. They're things like what we just saw happen in Florida. So this is unprecedented for him to declare something like that an emergency.
So the president isn't backing down as far as the national emergency is concerned. You heard there. And Senator Amy Klobuchar, who is running for president on the Democratic side from Minnesota, her reaction to the wall, calling it unimaginable. But the world turns. No wall yet. Lawsuits being filed, and that's the latest on the wall. In the meantime, as for the president, and by the way, hi everybody, Kate Delaney, broadcasting live from Atlantic City, New Jersey. We're bracing for snow here. I'll get to that in a minute. A lot of flights have been canceled, including one I was supposed to be on. But on William Barr's first full day as Attorney General, the President singled him out in some remarks he made at the Rose Garden after signing a national emergency declaration, of course, as you know, aimed at this border wall. He said, "I want to wish our Attorney General great luck and speed and enjoy your life, Bill. Good luck." That's what he said at Friday's ceremony, if you remember, and there were a lot of people that kind of laughed at that. And then now there's been messages and messages and messages and lots of interesting critiques of the Justice Department. And, of course, that's now Barr's piece of territory or real estate, if you will. Besides what's happening with the wall, the president, just kind of his daily rundown on his Twitter feed, which we're going to start doing, the president called the Russian investigation a witch hunt that is totally conflicted, illegal, and rigged. He also talked about acting FBI director, Andrew McCabe, who's got a book out. He said he's disgraced, and he said McCabe's claim that the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein broached the idea of using the 25th Amendment to oust Trump amounted to treason. He was actually quoting a Fox News Channel pundit who described it as a coup attempt. So there you go. In Washington, they are bracing for snow, but they're talking about what is on the president's mind as we know it from Twitter. And, of course, the wall is the answer to that. And then a couple of these other things that I just mentioned. McCabe in the crosshairs with the White House, that's for sure, because he's been on a lot of shows trashing the president and talking about the 25th Amendment. As I mentioned, he has a book out. He's been doing a ton of interviews. All right, as for the snow, because I always say here at America Tonight, we talk about what's buzzing in your world and mine, and guess what? Snow is absolutely on the minds of a ton of people. I'm trapped in Atlantic City. They're canceling flights left and right. Snow, ice, torrential rain. Havoc probably to 39 states is what they're saying. 200 people. I'm one of those 200 people. I've been glued in between speaking and, of course, doing the show, etc., and calling people to what's being said weather-wise. And it's what you do. I mean, this is winter, and when it gets to this point where you've got stretches of road that are treacherous, they advise people to stay home. In Philadelphia, stone's throw away from where I am and where, by the way, I grew up, it canceled all classes. But typical of the Delaware Valley, over the bridge in South Jersey, maybe the kids will go to school and we'll see what happens. But everything in Philly shut down. So, you know, as of late on Tuesday, winter weather alerts stretched all the way from Southern California to Connecticut. So think about the distance there. Wednesday, snow in the upper Midwest, in the mid-Atlantic where I am, in the Midwest they're saying snow could reach 4 to 8 inches. Where I am, they're saying it could be 3 to 5, it could be 6. They're just not really sure if it's going to be one of those thunder snows. But as I mentioned, school was closed ahead of time in Philadelphia, which I think makes sense. If they think they're going to get terrible weather, why would you chance that? It makes no sense. And as we all know, what is the most treacherous thing about dealing with this kind of weather, whether it's 1 to 3 inches, 3 to 6, 6 to 10, which is worse? Well, when you're outside and you take steps and you're on the driveway, you're trying to get into a car, it's icy, it's slippery, what are the chances of falling and injuring yourself? And you know what the chances are? Great. So it makes sense when you get the kind of weather you can't drive in, that you don't drive in it. We saw what happened last week in Denver. We saw what happened in Missouri with the crazy pileups, where at one stretch of road, all of a sudden, and this happens, all of a sudden people couldn't see. So how can you see? It doesn't matter if you're crawling along. You have no idea what's in front of you, and how frightening is that. So I'm bracing, everyone's bracing on the East Coast, certainly in the South. They've already seen it. There's already been problems with rain and horrific weather and cancellations of flights, and ahead of time, that's exactly what's happened in a lot of the mid-Atlantic areas and Washington. The people there are at risk too. They're talking about even possibly more snow there, and so interesting. I would say interesting timing, but again, this is what happens in the winter, right? When you live in some of these areas, although I mentioned in the last show that Las Vegas had snow. I mean, how crazy, you know, was that? And the answer is, it was incredibly crazy to see a little bit of dusting of snow, enough that you could see that it was sticking on the ground. Let's put it that way. Sticking on the ground. All right, quickly, I'm going to throw this one in here from, can I see a judge? How about Covington Catholic students and the legal team there is filing a $250 million lawsuit against the Washington Post. A lot of buzz over this. So they're representing Kentucky student Nick Sandman. And remember, he had the red hat on, Make America Great Again, and the confrontation that, of course, was seen all over the place. And the suit points to what they call no less than 6 false and defamatory articles. That's what his lawyers are saying concerning Nick Sandman that were published by The Post. Christine Kelly, the VP of Communications of The Post, said by email, because they're not releasing anything else, just saying that they're reviewing the lawsuit. I mean, what are they going to say? They're saying they're going to mount a vigorous defense. Of course, $250 million worth of what could happen to them. And The Post's coverage is being likened by some to a modern-day form of McCarthyism by Nick's attorneys in the suit. The attorneys say The Post competed with other national outlets to claim leadership of a mob of bullies which attacked, vilified, and threatened Mr. Sandman. So pretty interesting. Nathan Phillips, the Omaha tribe elder who's playing a drum and singing in the viral videos, of course, that went crazy last month at the Lincoln Memorial, that are all over the place. That's what that has to do with, and what the lawsuits stem from, certainly. And where does this end up? Boy, and he's been doing a lot of interviews lately, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to head to the mailbag.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of 2 peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt, at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Let's dig in the mailbag. Mailbag, here we come. Boy, there was a lot of mail. By the way, quick reminder, I got this from Mary who says, Kate, I don't know how to get in touch with you. All right, so it's katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Not to confuse you with the old websites, I'm not even going to bring it up. Go there, click on contact, and bada bing. I promise I'm going to start putting pictures up, and if you go to Facebook, go to Kate Delaney official fan page, Kate Delaney fan page, and I'm going to shoot some video of the snow and the ice, because guess what? Snow and ice is going to hit 117 million plus people. I'm one of those people trapped in Atlantic City. In fact, you asked me about that, so let's go to a couple of the emails. This one was from Sam. Kate, are you okay? I think you were back east. I heard you say something about being at the shore. And, of course, I keep hearing of this huge storm that's happening and flights that are getting canceled, wondering if you're affected by it. Yeah, I'm definitely affected by it because I am on that shoreline. If you look at a map, you see Charlotte and Raleigh and Washington and Philadelphia and New York, and I'm right there on the coast. So most likely, according to local weather people, what they're going to see in the Delaware Valley where I am and where I'm stuck is going to be perhaps some of that ice in the afternoon, but definitely in the mid-morning we'll start to see snow, and they're talking about anywhere from 3 to 5 inches. And, of course, in some parts it's going to be worse. Some parts they're going to get flooding and flash flooding, and that's mostly the southeast. And it's mostly a wintry mix, I think, for the northeast. It just depends on how far up you're going and what we're talking about. But there's weather advisories out for Oklahoma City, Wichita, Kansas, the whole Kansas City area. I know a lot of people listen to us there. St. Louis, I feel like the Weather Service, Chicago, Milwaukee, and it just depends. It could be light to moderate snow or ice, but it's being forecast for those areas. where it's going to be really bad is a place that I used to live, Omaha, Nebraska, Des Moines, Iowa. Look out. And my pals in Minneapolis, 10 inches is expected to fall. And, of course, the mothership is located in Minneapolis. So, guys, take care. Be very careful there. What I get will be a dusting compared to that, although in Philly, in anticipation of the snow, they have shut down all of the schools because they decided to make that decision and not risk. You know, they've got so many kids in these schools at the eighth largest enrollment, they say, and they're telling people to stay home. If you're in an administrative role, they're saying the offices, whether they're going to be open or not, they're making a decision early in the morning. So that's pretty interesting, too, huh? So there you have it. All right, let's move on. I definitely went down a rabbit hole with that. This one is from Angela, who says, Kate, did you hear the Manny Machado deal and the fact that he's going to go to San Diego and he's getting something like $300 million? Are you stunned by that? Oh, no, I'm not stunned by that. In fact, that's what everybody's talking about. The Padres now have a scary good team because a Manny Machado with his head on straight is dangerous. He can hit a big ball, and money certainly talked, so bye-bye Dodgers, although it was inevitable that was going to happen. And he agreed to a 10-year, $300 million contract with the Padres. Once he passes the physical, then that becomes official. But he shouldn't have any problems with the physical. And the Chicago White Sox and the Phillies were surprised. They were in the mix for him. They were bidding for him heavily. And I know the Phillies certainly thought they might have had a leg up, but that was it. I mean, he picked San Diego, his agent picked San Diego, and that's where he ended up. So I'm not surprised by it because he was a player that was coveted. And, you know, bats talk and RBI totals and all of that. And even though he certainly had in the playoffs, he was hot and cold, but overall his bat was massive for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So there you have it. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Ben. And Ben says, Kate, I know that you pay attention to what's happening with stocks and what's going in the world of finance. And I was just wondering if you happened to catch the story. I know people always ask you, did you see this story? And are you looking at this story? And whatnot, but did you see the story where Elon Musk was quoted as saying cars will have full self-driving features by the end of the year? That kind of took my breath away, and I was wondering if you think that timetable is pretty optimistic. No, based on a conversation I had with somebody actually in Atlanta about cars that will have the technology, the self-driving technology. No, I'm not surprised by that at all. They've been talking about this. Can you operate without drivers by the end of the year? They're saying, yeah. He was on a podcast and he confirmed that. He said automated driver assistance system autopilot is of course what he's talking about. He says, we're going to have the feature complete, full self-driving by this year. And he says, meaning the car will be able to find you in a parking lot. This part I think is really cool. Find you in a parking lot, pick you up, and take you all the way to your destination without an intervention. And he said, I would say I am certain it is not a question mark. So let me repeat that. Elon Musk, for everyone listening to America Tonight, take this away in asking this question. He's saying, no question mark. No, we got it. And how about that? He said, sometimes people will extrapolate what that means. He's saying, this isn't the case. This is it. I'm guaranteeing this. Wow. So that definitely piqued the interest of some people, which is probably why you asked me that question, because that is huge to guarantee that. And, of course, they've been working on it. And, you know, Musk is
one of those guys, is he batting a thousand? He's batting 300. He got into some sticky places in the last 6 months, but still, boy, he comes up big so often, doesn't he? I got this one from Hal, who says, "Kate, I don't know if you fly American or Southwest, but I read that Southwest was really canceling a lot of their flights because of the storms." I don't think it's just Southwest, but I mean, all the airlines are. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. Flights into Washington Dulles, they've been canceled. Southwest, Baltimore, Washington, Chicago, Midway. Because they see, you know, when you see the weather ahead of time, and if you're going to roll the dice, you're not rolling the dice on this one. Because they would have to have a massive change, and I don't know what would blow that weather away. And if you look at the forecast, they're not lying. I mean, this forecast of how much snow or ice, you know, that can change. But I think pretty much, it's especially when we're talking about Chicago, we're talking about the Midwest, Minnesota, I mentioned this already, we're talking about New York, we're talking about Washington. Yeah, it's definitely looking like it's a definite thing. Let's put it this way. Here I am broadcasting from the Borgata, gorgeous hotel in Atlantic City, and people that are at a conference where I'm speaking, have almost all of them have said to me, and they're from either New York, credit unions, either in New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania, they're saying that they're going to wait it out. They're going to wait it out. So if they have to stay another night, that's what they're going to do, because they're not getting on any of the roads. We know 95 can be treacherous. 295 is another major artery, treacherous if it's icy. So not taking the chance. It makes sense, especially I think a lot of people saw what I already mentioned, the mess that we saw just even the other day in Albuquerque. So Albuquerque, Denver, in Missouri. I mean, how many of these do we need to see? Other people looking like they're in a matchbox car smashing into each other. How many views of that do we need to see in different cities to think, if the visibility isn't that great, even though it's not like this massive snow that they were predicting, you know, listen, ice, rain, wintery mixes can be worse. So, yeah, forget about it. No way. All right, move on to this one. This one is from Jacob, who says, "Kate, I'm going to take a break from all the politics. I'm sick of talking about the wall. I'm going to ask you whether you think Lady Gaga or Bradley Cooper is going to win an Oscar, because that's coming up, I think, this weekend for performances in A Star Is Born." I think Lady Gaga would win song. She could win for that. I don't think either one of them win. If the Gold Globes award ceremony before it is any kind of precursor, then that's not going to happen. All right, thanks for all the emails. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
16 states and attorneys general have filed suit in a California federal court to overturn President Trump's declaration of a national emergency along the border with Mexico. The president says he's confident he'll win.
I actually think we might do very well even in the Ninth Circuit because it's an open and closed case. I was put here for security, whether it's Space Force, which we're doing today, or whether it's borders.
The attorneys general argued that the declaration is an overreach by the president, saying there's no emergency along the border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in a press release, says no one is above the law. Republicans must join Democrats to uphold the Constitution and stand with the American people against the president's brazen assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
On America Tonight. And in our virtual green room, we have David Kelly, who was appointed to the U.S. Embassy in Russia while he was on active duty in the Marine Corps by President Ronald Reagan. Now, David is a pastor, a life coach, a motivational speaker, but he certainly had seen some things in Russia. There's no question about it. David, thanks so much for your service, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Kate.
So when we look at Donald Trump, who was talking about this just the other week, about building up the military, saying that in submitting his first budget to Congress, it's going to include, as we know, tens of billions of extra dollars for defense spending. I guess as somebody who was there in Russia, somebody who served in the Marine Corps, what do you initially think of what the president is doing as far as the budget is concerned? Do you think it warrants the boost in defense by cutting the domestic programs?
Well, certainly you have several different moving parts there. I mean, the budget is certainly a positive for those that are, you know, active military veterans, of course, and those that are, you know, contractors. That because we, you know, during the last administration, the military overall took several budget cuts, and it always, you know, causes a problem and creates difficulty when there are budget cuts. But in terms of building up our forces, I think that is totally necessary and a positive. Now, when you start to enter in the Russia piece, that's a totally different dynamic.
Yeah, and speaking of Russia, so tell us about your experience there. What was that like, especially then, because we're talking about during the Ronald Reagan era, so much different than now.
Yes, certainly. certainly, Kate, it was totally different. Of course, it was communist Russia at the time, and in addition to the fact that it was communist Russia, it was also during the time that we had experienced an espionage scandal there. And so I was one of 32 guys that was hand-selected by then President Reagan's cabinet, more in particular than just say the president, but then Secretary of State George Shultz, Castro Weinberg was a defense, Colin Powell was at that time, I think he was a defense attaché. So I had an opportunity to meet President Reagan's entire cabinet, but we were sent there, dispatched there to relieve those guys that had been implicated in the espionage scandal.
Yeah, so, but wow. Do you remember what, take us back to that moment. What was it like among your buddies and having to do that? That was a wild time.
Well, one of the stories I share, Kate, is never say never. In a long story, short story, but I was in Paris, France. Paris was my first post on the MSD or the embassy program, as it's more a familiar term. And there in Paris, and one of the guys that was posted there with me, I'll never forget it, he was arbitrarily dispatched to Moscow, just out of nowhere. And so we were giving him a going-away party, you know, a send-off. And in the midst of giving him a send-off, I was laughing and saying, you got to go to Moscow. And he looked at me and he said, Jack, don't laugh because you could be next. I said, nah, I'll never go to Moscow. I won't have to go to Moscow. And it wasn't. And it wasn't probably 90 days later that I got my notification that I'll be headed to Moscow, Russia. So I tell people all the time, never say never, because you could end up in Moscow.
Because you could end up in Moscow. You know, and, right. And I've had friends, I've never been to Russia, but I've had friends that have gone to Russia, and they tell me, boy, it is so different than anything you can imagine, even from the food, for example, and just the lifestyle of the people. And when you were there, it's like what we're seeing on a television show called The American, because as you talk about, that's communist Russia, and the feelings were very, very different at that point, even than what we see now. And I had a friend that played basketball there, and he told me, David, that he had to have three locks on his door, so three doors to go through, because there would be people that robbers that would try to trail him into his place. Did you find that there were some kind of scary moments there?
Well, again, I have to remind you that it was, you know, we were in the midst of a Cold War. At that time, we were in the midst of the visa war. As we know now, probably a lot more people are familiar with it. But what we would do as a country, the United States, we would expel people. We would expel Russian envoys out of our country. And in turn, the Russians would expel Americans out. So we were short-staffed. We were in the midst of an espionage scandal. The KGB was real and alive.
Wow.
And, of course,
wow.
You can only imagine, to get into the country, you had a tail is what we called it. You know. And then I would like to remind you and the audience as well that the embassy that was built, remember, we had a new office building being built, only to discover that it was entirely mic'd, or, it was live.
Yeah.
Bugged, exactly, yeah.
So wow.
It was a ton of things going on. Each situation, and it, you know, had its own set of challenges, I would say, for lack of a better term.
How long were you in Russia?
I was there for a year.
Wow. Were you happy once you left Russia? Like, hey, this is a great experience, but I'm ready to move on?
Awesome question, Kate. Absolutely, yes. I mean, you can imagine leaving Paris, France, and going to Moscow, Russia. I tell people all the time that it was like going from heaven to hell.
I can imagine. That's so crazy. And, you know, I asked you at the top of this about the president's budget and the proposal for $54 billion boost in defense spending and then cutting domestic programs. But for military families, too, I think there's been some things that have been dicey when it comes to the military and what you have to go through for pay, for example, sometimes when there's the uncertainty. What was that like for your family?
Well, absolutely. We have to, you know, be mindful that I don't know anyone that joins the military, you know, for pay, first
yeah.
and foremost.
Yeah.
Now, what we also have to bear in mind is the benefits that come along with what we do. Most of the time, the housing is provided for, you know, and there's so many benefits. Your medical is paid for. So what we don't get in compensation, we get in benefit. You know, so it's sort of like a balance or an offset. And, you know, of course, who wouldn't want to be a millionaire, but I don't know anybody that joins the military to become a millionaire.
I love that. So you take this military experience as a Marine, and you move on, and now you find yourself where you're a pastor and you're doing motivational speaking, and you take the collective of your experiences, I'm sure. What's that been like for you?
It's been an incredible ride, Kate. I tell you, you know, I've had an opportunity to meet some great people, and I've written a book, of course, called Life in the Second Half. And through that book, I try and share with people that no matter where you begin, it's about today. Today can be your second half. We know that if you know anything about basketball, football,
yep.
No matter what happens in the first half, it's about the second half. And I think a lot of times those things that are intended for negatives can be used to better us rather than cause us to be bitter. I like to share that with people and try and take whatever it is and look at it from a positive perspective rather than a negative perspective and seek unification rather than division and whatever it is. And I think if we attempt to move in that direction or mindset, I think the outcome will be better for all involved.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. And you know what? The second half, a lot of times people can have an even more exciting or, I don't want to say better, but very different life in the second half, can't they, with the right mindset?
Absolutely. And again, you know, the book, Life in the Second Half, is just about that. And, you know, and your second half could begin or could have began 10, 15 years ago. Mine could
yeah.
begin today or tomorrow. So there's no set place to say where a second half begins, but I can and will say that everyone has a second half. The question is, when are you going to acknowledge it? And what are you going to do with it once you've acknowledged? And are you going to use it to cause you to be empowered, or are you going to remain in prison to whatever it is that you're dealing with? Because the fact of the matter is, we are all dealing with something.
Right. I love how you said that we're all dealing with something. I think a lot of times, David, people would connect even better with each other if they realized it's not just me. Everything's not being dumped on me, whether it's health, something with your family, something with finances, whatever it is, you're absolutely right. If you looked around and you knew what other people were going through, you'd be probably surprised in some cases, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think there are two or three things that I challenge people from this perspective. One is communication. You'd be amazed at what you discover when you share and communicate with people. And I think another one is we have to get out of the blame game. As you were stating a few minutes ago, probably, you know, using it in a different vernacular.
Right.
But I think the blame game is, it's caused our country, our world, our lives to go into a tailspin. Because I shared the statement or the sentiment on a couple of days ago, Kate, that everybody's waiting to be served and nobody's serving. So therefore, nothing has happened.
Oh, so true. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, somebody told me a long time ago, you have to give to get. And boy, isn't that true.
Yeah. And
yep.
So, you know, I think a lot of our challenges are based upon, I share this with people, we got to get back to accountability and stop blaming others. If it's right, call it right. If it's wrong, call it wrong. And what's happening, political correctness, affiliations, political expediency is causing us to blind ourselves to what is right and what is wrong. And we have to stand up and be accountable to no one else, to ourselves individually, and say, look, this is not right, you know, and because it's Kate, okay, I can go along to get along. But if somebody else should do it, then I'm ready to, you know, to punish them, to convict them to the nth degree. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. It should be wrong, you know, because it's wrong, not because Kate did it, not because I did it. And I'm familiar, have an affiliation or relationship with Kate. But what we're discovering is, we become jaundiced in our opinion and views of whatever it is based on affiliations, relationships, and political affiliations either.
Boy, so, so true. David, how fun to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure, Kate. Again, thank you for the opportunity. I'd like to, again, welcome and invite your listeners to check out Life in the Second Half. It's available on Amazon.com, BooksAMillion.com, and BarnesandNobles.com as well. And also on my website, www.davidkjackson.com. And again, thank you for the opportunity, Kate.
All right, check him out. Definitely pick up his book. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Dr. Joel Nitzkin joins us right now to talk about something that sadly, someone I know died because of their use of chewing tobacco. So how about smokeless tobacco and the fact that it could be healthier? And I know a lot of people have switched to that. Is it healthier or is it not healthier? There's a lot of questions surrounding it. So Dr. Joel is the perfect guy to have on. He's a physician in New Orleans, and we're thrilled to have him. Hey, Dr. Joel.
Hi. No, that's a good question. A lot of people don't understand it. First of all, with smokeless tobacco or chewing tobacco, a lot of the deaths that are attributed to smokeless or chewing tobacco, especially mouth cancer, really aren't due to the smokeless or chewing tobacco. Chewing tobacco, smokeless tobacco, and e-cigarettes all present less than 5% of the risk posed by cigarettes. They are far less risky.
Yeah, so what is smokeless tobacco?
Well, the term smokeless tobacco includes a number of products, the most prominent of which are chewing tobacco and what they call snus. Snus is a kind of moist snuff. It comes from Sweden, and here in the United States, it's usually sold in little packages with miniature tea bags that you place between the gum and the cheek.
Really? Oh, wow. And it's like talking about that healthier versus regular. So I've said this before, how many smokers even, I didn't address that, but how many smokers try to quit every year and fail, and is this a great alternative for them?
Yes, it's an excellent alternative. Now, no tobacco or no nicotine delivery product can be considered totally risk-free. The best bet is always never to start, or if you start, to quit entirely. But if you're on cigarettes, which is the most hazardous and the most addictive of tobacco-related products, switching to e-cigarettes or snus or even chewing tobacco will, number one, substantially reduce your risk, and number two, they're less addictive, so they'll be easier to quit. So you could use it as a transition to quitting entirely.
Ah, that makes sense. And you've been involved in tobacco control since the late 70s. Boy, so I bet you've seen a lot of different strategies that have failed and have worked. Do you feel like this strategy is a good one?
Well, I think this strategy really makes a lot of sense. Cigarettes are very hard to quit. And the success rate with the pharmaceutical gums and patches and lozenges has really been pretty dismal. You know, about 3% of smokers manage to quit on their own each year. And with one of these pharmaceutical products, depending on which one you use, that will increase the rate to 6 to maybe 9%, which means that even using them under the best of circumstances, 90% of smokers will simply fail and go back to cigarettes. Now, with e-cigarettes, particularly the ones that you can have custom made to your specifications at a vape shop, have a much higher success rate, and it's a whole different process. What you do is you use them as a substitute for cigarettes, and then you can step down at your own pace. A common process with e-cigarettes is to go in and get a high nicotine e-cigarette with a tobacco flavor and use it for a few weeks or a month or two, then go to a lower nicotine level with a non-tobacco flavor, and for many people, over the course of a year or so, they can wean themselves down to a zero nicotine e-cigarette and then quit. And snus is another very effective option. Snus has been available, you know, in Sweden for literally 100 years.
Wow, really? For 100 years? So they've had success.
Yeah, well, they've had success. And because snus use is so common, Sweden has got the lowest lung cancer rate in men anywhere in the developed world.
Wow.
It's less than half the rate of rest of Europe. It's well under the rate in the United States. And the same seems to be true of other tobacco-related diseases.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, these products are not totally risk-free.
Yeah.
But you can cut your risk by 95% or more by switching to one of these products.
Wow.
This idea that chewing tobacco and smokeless tobacco cause a lot of mouth cancer is really a myth. The data that Centers for Disease Control uses to, you know, promote that idea is from a related product that's common in India and elsewhere in the Far East and Africa. That's sometimes called gutkha, sometimes called pan masala with tobacco. And it has a horrendous mouth cancer risk. But the smokeless tobacco products and the chewing tobacco that's been in a widespread availability in the United States since the 1980s really carries a very low risk. FDA recently released a report, this is just within the last couple of weeks, in which they tried to project the death rate from chewing tobacco in the United States, and their projection was 110 cases of mouth cancer.
Wow.
Per year.
Yeah.
And no other cause of death. Now, that 110 cases compares to almost 500,000 deaths from cigarettes.
Mm.
So it's a huge reduction in risk. And by the way, the risk for mouth cancer from cigarettes is 6 times the risk of mouth cancer in somebody who doesn't use any kind of tobacco product. The risk from chewing tobacco attributed to, you know, to mouth cancer is under 1% increase compared to people who don't smoke at all or don't use any tobacco product.
Wow, that's fascinating. And what about the FDA? Are they misleading people about smokeless tobacco or not giving all the facts? Or in your point of view, what do you think is missing here?
Well, there is a history that goes back to decades where the killer product is really cigarettes.
Yeah.
But the custom in the tobacco control community hasn't been to tell people that they shouldn't smoke. It's been a tobacco-free policy where, you know, they say you shouldn't use any tobacco products at all. And in support of that, they've said things and required warning labels that give people the impression that the smokeless tobacco is just as dangerous as cigarettes. You're just trading a lung cancer risk for a mouth cancer risk. And that's simply not true. The cigarettes are as deadly as they claim, and then cigarettes even, you know, kill bystanders from heart disease and from an increase in cancer risk. And the deaths from all these smokeless tobacco products combined are so low and so hard to tell from background that they're not tracked by any federal agency.
Wow. Yeah, interesting to watch. I mean, in this country, as you said it, it has been such a tug of war. And I do think there is a lot of misinformation out there as to what people can do. As you said, there's nothing's completely risk-free, but what people don't know and don't understand. And it's a shame, because it would be great for more of that information to be available, don't you think?
Oh, I certainly think so. And, you know, I'm really concerned about it. I mean, I think it's gotten to the point where, you know, this misinformation coming from tobacco control authorities is killing people. I mean, there are a lot of people who love to quit, who tried to quit cigarettes and been unable to. And if they could just switch to snus or chewing tobacco or e-cigarettes, and switch with the idea that this would be a way of transitioning, a way where they can satisfy their urge for nicotine while transitioning to total abstinence, that could save a lot of lives.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dr. Joel Nitzkin, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
I left a note on his dresser, and my old wedding ring with these few goodbye words.
Time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.